O'clock. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. Thanks to Todd Graffinini for joining us. And again, Saints and Falcons are the rivalry, and the NFC South is going to be fascinating. And I knew that he wasn't going to talk about it. Like I said to him last night, okay, we're going to have to talk about the whole division, right? Like, you're going to have to do something with Carolina. You're going to talk about Tampa. We'll handle Atlanta. And God bless him, but you knew he just can't get off all Saints. So I hope that was okay. I mean, it is interesting.
Listen, friend of show. This is what's going to happen. We're going to just take him, and he's what we love him. And
I know, but you know me. I just
it would be like us asking you to break down the Bucks, break down the NFC South, and it would land with Tom Brady and the Falcons,
no,
and we'd have to
say,
what about Baker Mayfield?
Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. Boy, that was an I went there. I went to a game there last year in Carolina.
It needs a makeover. Could you agree?
Yeah,
that stadium.
The best thing is how it's downtown. I mean, like the downtown of Charlotte.
Yeah.
And they're adorable. They think they're like Atlanta or our level, and they're like a nice, quaint little, you know, big city of sorts. But there's not a lot of energy happening in that Carolina stadium. It is it's kind of a old, not impressive. I love the access.
But let me tell you, back in the day, Super Bowl run.
Yeah. With Kevin Green and Cam Newton and Jake DeLone.
That was
a hell of a team they had, that Super
Bowl
team.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and having it all downtown right there. We stayed in a hotel. It was baby Sophie and myself. We walked right to the game, and we had a great time. But they need some sexiness there as well. So it will be interesting. New Orleans has owned Tampa of late, and we'll see what the Falcons do. As of course they match up on Friday night. They match up against the Detroit Lions. Couple of quick things. We have a phenomenal Belly Up. If you don't know what Belly Up to the Bar is, it's one of the best segments. This is the fastest 2 hours in radio. I don't know if you knew that.
I heard.
Because I talked to the FCC, and we were able to.
They timed it.
Yeah, no, they were able to give us that. Fast 2 hours radio. And Belly Up is the fastest 10 minutes in radio.
It's true.
That's the fastest 10. That's coming up in a second. I should mention Red Sox and Braves. I put something up on the Twitter on a poll. As a Braves fan, you're taking a road trip for a couple of days. Where would you most like to do the baseball and the travel?
That's great.
Fenway, Wrigley, San Fran, which is Oracle Park, or Yankee Stadium. And so, again, I kind of combine the whole.
I like that.
Figure it's a two-day deal. But I think a lot of Braves fans are up there already. Saw from our buddy Andrew Hill. He's up at Fenway. They got to handle the Red Sox. Red Sox are a team that is in free fall.
How are they four games behind the Baltimore?
The Orioles. I know. Orioles
had
a great year.
Last place.
A disaster. They were challenging, you know, they were out front in the wild card. Everything has gone wrong there, which is fine. Braves need to, you know, they split two last time. They need to win both in Boston and then handle the Marlins. They'll have four games in 3 days starting Friday, doubleheader on Saturday, and then on Sunday. And then the Braves come home. We got the Mets coming in next week. So all good stuff. Perhaps we should now belly up to the bar.
What's everyone talking about?
Yo, yo, what's the deal?
Sandra's got it covered as we belly up.
On the Steakhouse.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hard Knocks premieres tonight, you guys. And the Detroit Lions are your featured team. So for the next four Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on HBO. Still, I don't care what team it is. I love that show.
Tremendous filmmaking. Tremendous television. And doesn't matter what year, what team. I still get excited when I hear that Hard Knocks music. I still find it fascinating, the behind the scenes of an NFL franchise. And Dan Campbell, I'm sure, is a figure that made sense. Listen, you always end up with a pretty bad team from the year before because most teams don't want to do this, and you have to keep checking off lists of who has to go and who doesn't. I think if you make the playoffs, you don't have to be in Hard Knocks or whatever it is. Eventually, the Lions were going to end up there, but Dan Campbell will be interesting to watch.
Jamal Williams, running back. I believe he was with the Packers. Now he's with the Lions. So this was one of the teasers that came out, and I raised my hand. I would want this guy on my team. So the video is they're all huddling up. Looks to be after a pretty intense practice.
Well, let's let y'all know, man, today is the minimum of effort. Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that f-ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f-ing record. Last year wasn't it. That ain't us. We can make it. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry because I care about y'all. Do your best. Let's go. Lions on three. 1, 2, 3.
Lions.
It was intense. I mean, I have heard some folks say, yeah, he knew he was mic'd up and he had the you know, Hard Knocks guys there, and I don't know. I don't think he cries or gets that emotional unless it was authentic. And why would an athlete who is dedicated, this is what you do for a living.
Right.
Why would you not be emotional? 3-13-1 last year were the Lions. Heartbreaking losses, including the ridiculous kick Justin Tucker had for the Ravens, the longest kick of all time, bounced off the goalpost that kept him winless. They had some disastrous things happen. But, I mean, that's what Hard Knocks brings you. Why question the authenticity?
Because people are cynical and horrible these days.
So have you been on Twitter?
I didn't even acknowledge it. I loved it, and I can't wait to watch. So there you go. So big news, Dragon Con, the lineup has been announced.
The lineup? Did you say the lineup?
Why do people do impressions of me? I don't know. They think they're being funny, and I guess some of them are. But every time it happens, I nudge my wife, who's usually sitting beside me, and I say, what are they doing? And she says, they're doing an impression of me. And I don't see it. I don't see it.
Shatner is 91 years young.
Oh, my God.
He
that's
will
how
be.
Old he, is.
He and Walter Koenig, I guess one of the two. There's only three remaining living members of Star Trek, and two of them will be there.
George Takei, you said, is coming? Or
he's not coming. The other one, I believe it's Walter Koenig.
Oh, who played? Who?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't watch Star Trek. All right, so you have to ask me questions. I know.
Don't ask a question.
I know that Dragon Con folks lose their mind and that they're expecting 60,000 plus people there.
George Takei loathes him. He played Sulu.
Really?
Oh, William Shatner is one of the most insufferable people of all time.
What?
In terms of people that have worked with him.
Stop saying that. I love that Boston Legal. Remember him?
Yeah,
Denny
Chris. Yes.
I know
I'm
you
just
guys
telling
are
you that George
okay,
Takei,
I'm just saying. That's
Sulu
upsetting.
Loathes him.
Oh, poor Sulu. Yeah. I hate that.
So we're going to have Black Gay Pride, kickoff game. And
it used to be NASCAR, big old race down in
Dragon Con. It's one of the great people watching
yes.
weekends of any city in America.
Steak, I wasn't sure how you were going to feel this morning after this news broke.
Hungry,
late
I was going to feel hungry this
well,
morning.
Well, this is one of the great staples in Cobb County and all of Atlanta. Ladies and gentlemen, Scalini's is closing.
Scalini's is the Italian restaurant that. For years, pregnant mommies, soon-to-be mommies, that needed to get that baby out, they were over it. They go eat eggplant.
Yes, there's right? an eggplant baby club. If you walk in, there's hundreds and hundreds of babies that were born.
That you go eat.
Yeah, it's for real.
The
it's
old
so
wives' tale, or maybe it's there's some truth to it, is that if you get the eggplant parmesan the night before you're expecting, then indeed the baby will come the next day. Or that if you're wanting the baby to come, go eat the eggplant parmesan at Scalini's. So I'd never been to that restaurant, but I've heard that story. There's got to be somebody out there listening. Maybe they'll call us or get on Twitter and tell us. What are we, 741?
0929, 404-741-0929. Yeah, hit us up or call us and say, I had my baby up.
I've heard this for 25 years. Scalini's is the place if you want to get that baby out. So they're done. They're a post-COVID
casualty. Said couldn't find
enough
people. Right, couldn't find enough people
to work,
which is really, really sad. I just want to mention quickly one of my favorite players that came through the Atlanta Braves, Jason Hayward. Is pretty much done in Chicago. His knees are bothering him. He's got next year left on his contract. So he and the owner, they kind of just had to agree to we're going to part ways. But he is so beloved, their stake, that they want him around the team. They want him to still be there, but the contract will be over.
Didn't have the baseball career in terms of numbers that maybe folks thought when he was a phenom and growing up, of course, in the Atlanta area and coming up with the Braves. His first at-bat, I think, was a home run, correct?
Oh, my God. I was sitting in traffic for 12 hours trying to get to opening day, and I got through. It was either the fourth or the sixth inning, and boom.
Yeah.
It was great.
So I guess the beauty of Jason Hayward is the kind of person he is.
Yeah.
And he'll always be remembered as the guy during the rain delay in Game 7 against the Indians. They're in the weight room. Cubs are blowing the series. And he gives some impassioned speech. The Cubs come back out and win the series. And they all talked about Jason Hayward, who really is a great example of a young athlete that was groomed to do that and has had a phenomenal career and made a lot of dinero.
Yeah, good for him. Want to feel nostalgic? Go Google Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward. They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the Boys of Summer, in their Braves uniforms, wow. I believe February of 2011.
Wow.
So there you go.
Pretty cool.
If you want to start cheering for a different team of college football or especially a player, Duke offensive lineman. His name is Chance Little. Chance Little. He's a little fella, 300 plus, 6'7". He just transferred from the University of Colorado to Duke to play football. He has two majors already stake. One of them is a degree in voice, and one of them is a degree in vocal performance.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to know why? Just listen here.
Wow.
For real. So he, the situation is, he's standing, he gets up, and it looks like a post-team practice and meeting,
God.
And he stands up, and everybody's like, okay, dude, and they've all got their phones out, and they are completely blown away. So there's a big celebration. I just followed him on Twitter because I think how interesting. He's already got two majors, transferred to Duke, going to play football, and now he's going to get his master's in business administration, and he's a superstar. So good for you,
he's
Chance.
A superstar in the
operatic world. That's
yes.
what I said.
I was going to say, you don't go to Duke to play football to be a superstar in football. You get to pick something else.
I just love it. All right. And last, and so sad. I was so sad yesterday. This was the soundtrack of me growing up, I think, and so many people out there.
That Grease.
Olivia Newton-John.
That Grease album.
Oh
I wore that thing out. You want to talk about a movie that overtook every, you know, every realm of pop culture? I mean, Grease. Top to bottom, Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, what's the name of Stalker Channing and her
Stalker
crew?
Stalker Channing, the Pink Ladies.
The Pink Ladies, mm-hmm. right. So, just a cultural, iconic film, if ever there was
and
one.
And she was already this mega, mega
Australian
singer, superstar. And John Travolta was on yesterday, and they were talking about when they were casting that movie that they wanted Linda Ronstadt, they wanted Marie Osmond. And he goes, you don't get it. Olivia Newton-John is the gal that every guy has
oh
a crush
God,
on.
Dude.
When she was, you know.
When she put on that outfit at the end of that film. And what year was the film? I'm assuming I was like 12.
Probably 74, 75, yeah.
What year was it, 78?
Place.
I don't know. We'll tell you. So a 14-year-old boy, I guess it was 1980 even, a 14-year-old boy seeing that outfit, I mean, forget about it.
I think that it was just one of those moments where that was the guy going, oh, my God. And, you know, like I say, it's a great lesson for your daughters that when
yeah, because the whole movie, she's being so proper
yeah,
and respectful.
Don't hang with the nice girls and worry about your grades. Get yourself some leather pants and put some high red stilettos, and then your life will improve. There you go. The end, the Grease. And I kid, of course, but I just thought that was just so, so cool. 30 years breast cancer, so I think it's just a good reminder. Go get your breasts checked, or tell
yep.
your wife, or tell your daughters.
Mammogram, and, right?
Yeah, go get your or just your breast checked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, you can do that, too. Or colonoscopy.
Mammogram.
Or
yeah,
colonoscopy.
Do it.
Like our buddy Mike Bell got last week, you know? Just do everything you can to be around as long as possible. That's belly up. Thank you, Sandra.
You're welcome. That was a lot of stuff. Thank you.
No, it was very good.
Thank you.
Somebody out there clearly has done the Scalini's thing. His wife had a baby. So reach out to us on Twitter or call us about that, because that is something I've been hearing about in this town for a long,
it's
long time.
It's so great.
Hey, when we come back, why are they covering the Atlanta Falcons like I have for 25 years? Has been a roller coaster ride. I was thinking about that driving in this morning. That I don't think we truly appreciate. A lot of franchises you could cover. I don't know, you could have a more interesting 25 years than what's been going on here. We'll come back and talk about that. We're live at Falcons Steak and Sandra on the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Steakhouse, Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, live at Falcons, Flowery Branch. Thank you much for joining us. If you're wondering where your favorite midday show is, sit tight. They're coming up 40 minutes. Randy and Andy are coming up in the midday show. And, of course, John and Hugh right before us, we squeezed our way in for 2 hours, and we're thrilled to be here, myself and Sandra Golden, along line of sports talk radio shows. You know the Malcolm Gladwell book about 10,000 hours?
Mm-hmm.
You want to become great at something, you need 10,000 hours. Well, that's what we have in sports talk radio. So hopefully, you know, after getting the kinks out a little bit over the last few days, you're starting to hear some of that, or at least you'll hear from some of our guests. Dave Archer is going to be with us tomorrow live mm-hmm. at Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Butler, who is a member of the show as well, is going to be with us. Outstanding young talent in the industry. He's not that young, but, of course, the son of Kevin Butler, NFL player, Georgia legend as well. He'll be a part of the Steakhouse. And then a lot of other big guests coming up next few days.
Are you going to tell everybody who's going to do by or sell, be our big special guest?
Why don't we tease it Friday? So this Friday was mm-hmm. Mike Bell, mm-hmm. and he is he's a big deal, and so is the guy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll tease it on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay,
but
I'm just saying.
I like kind
of
how
it's at 10:20 on Friday.
I like doing it live in person, but I also like this idea of celebrity
me too.
Guests
yeah, me
as
too.
Well.
Plus, they like to play.
Yeah.
He was very excited.
He was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we've been covering Falcons for a long time, and it's been fascinating. I remember I was there at the press conference the day Arthur Blank bought the – the day it was announced.
Mm-hmm.
I was in New Orleans. We were covering the Super Bowl, and there was a press conference at one of the hotels. I think it was the Fairmont Hotel back then, and Taylor Smith was there, and Arthur Blank, this is 25 years ago or so, as long as Arthur had the team, I'm not sure, something close to that. And they were announcing that Arthur Blank was now the new owner of the Atlanta Falcons, and Dan Reeves was going to be his head coach, and thus began a saga. What year was it?
2001.
Thus begun a 21-year saga that has been fascinating to watch up close and personal, and for so many reasons. You know, there's a lot of franchises that have had more success. There are a lot of franchises that have had great storylines, but I just want to, and then we'll hear a little bit from Arthur Smith about coming up this weekend, but just Sandra, starting to cover them under the Arthur Blank era when nobody would come to games and work done, says the famous conversation with Arthur on the plane, get people in the building, you sell the $10 seats, and Dan Reeves.
Hold there. Don't fly past that, because I don't know how many Falcon fans that are here now amongst us remember that little nugget, because that was like a big turning point
right.
in the whole fan
which, by the way,
experience.
Fast forward 17, 18 years later,
yeah.
they do the thing with the $2 Cokes and $2 dogs.
Yeah. Yes,
like
exactly.
Arthur had a mindset of
yep.
fan,
yep.
fan first.
Exactly.
Right?
So Warwick Dunn, so explain that story. That
Warwick Dunn says
there was
nobody's
no
in
atmosphere.
The building.
There you go.
And he said, please find a way to get people in the building. And Arthur lets the entire upper level sell for $10, and it got people in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a National Football League game for $10. All right, then Chris Chandler and Jamal Anderson and our buddies, Terrence Mathis is a part of this, and
Morton
Jesse
Anderson.
Tuggle, and that whole crew goes on this incredible run. Dan Reeves has a heart attack during the season, right? And Rich Brooks, tell me who takes over as head coach for Steve DeBerg mm-hmm. ends up playing. Chris Chandler is banged up. I mean, you talk about a crazy year, right?
Right.
All these things happening. We have this incredible run. And then next thing you know, they're both back. Chris Chandler is back, and Dan Reeves is back. And they go into Minnesota, and they win a game to get to the Super Bowl. And that's like Arthur's barely been the owner, right? And we all know what happened, like unprecedented, the night before the Super Bowl, the incredible scandal with Eugene Robinson, which was the
NFL's man of the year, Eugene Robinson.
Yeah, and normally you would say, yeah, the man of the year, who just won the award,
just
and then
won
goes
the
out,
award.
And he gets picked up for soliciting a prostitute. The night before the Super Bowl, we're all out in Miami, all the sports radio guys, we're partying in South Beach, and all of a sudden, I don't know if we're getting texts or tweets or whatever it is, because you know, it was around.
Pager, you're yeah. getting paged.
And you hear, oh, yeah, captain of the Falcons is in jail. He just got picked up for it. You're like, that's.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's hysterical. So you come off the greatest moment in franchise history, which is the beating the 15-1 Vikings, right, to go to your first ever Super Bowl. And then it's, I want to say, the worst moment, although having your quarterback end up in federal prison and then having Bobby Petrino quit on you in the middle of the night, those weren't exactly highlights either. And this is all while we've been covering the team, right, all
exactly.
these years,
mm-hmm.
right? Dan Reeves things unravels. He quits because he's not going to get the job back, and you think you're screwed after. And then Michael Vick ends up in town with Dan Reeves before he leaves, but then he gets injured, breaks his leg in a preseason game against the Ravens. You got the number one star in all of sports. You got the Michael Jordan of professional sports. And all of a sudden, I remember being on the air and saying, Michael Vick, there's something weird going on. They raided his compound. The FBI raided his compound in Newport News, and something funky's going on. And within a matter of months, he's convicted on dogfighting, right? Like, think about all the things that are happening.
You couldn't even write this if you were writing a television show.
Oh, right.
You would pick
like an eight-parter, like a Netflix series.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're not going to fly. That's the whole dogfighting thing's not going to fly. That's too crazy.
Well, that's also after Chris Chandler's family and Michael Vick's family get in a fight at a game because Chris Chandler's on his way out, and he's always a bitter guy. You talk about a bitter guy. He got pushed out of Tampa. He says he got pushed out of Tennessee. Now he's getting pushed out of Atlanta. Michael Vick's the babe, the boy, and now their family's in a fight. And then
in the stands.
That
really happened, y'all.
In the stands, right? And then you figure, well, we're screwed. We're going to be the Detroit Lions, or we're going to be one of these moribund franchises and stay down for years. And then all of a sudden, you know, you end up with Matt Ryan, who threw 16 interceptions in college. And people are – I remember being on the air saying we should have taken, you know, the kid from LSU, the D lineman. Mm-hmm. And Matt Ryan shows up with Michael Turner and Mike Smith, and you go on the best run in Falcons history. So now you've had the Michael Vick thing. You had the Chris Chandler thing. Yeah, Matt Ryan shows up in town. You're immediately a playoff team. You go on to have successive winning years for the first time ever and play in NFC championship games. A number of them. You win a playoff game on the road in Green Bay, first time ever against Brett Favre and the Packers. You go on the road to Philadelphia, lose an NFC title game. You win an NFC title game finally against Green Bay. And a few years earlier, you lose. You play the 49ers. You get that big lead, and it looks like you're going to the Super Bowl. I remember I was sitting next to you and said, we're going to New Orleans.
Yeah.
We're going to New Orleans. We lead the 49ers by 10. That's the Tony Gonzalez.
We're like, planning the trip. We're planning when we were going to go.
I mean, the whole run of covering the Falcons has been absolutely fascinating. Probably the least fascinating has been the last few years when you kind of, the end of Dan Quinn, when you knew he stayed a year too long, the start of Arthur Smith, we didn't have the personnel because we had these overpriced guys. We had no cap. I mean, like, the last few years have not been nearly as dramatic. But if you want to talk about just, you know, covering this franchise and all the things and the stars, the star power,
the characters
of mm-hmm. Julio Jones and Roddy White and Jamal Anderson, right? And then Matt Ryan, and then and the litany of things that have happened. The Jim Mora incidents, when that thing finally implodes under Mike Vick, he doesn't let Dave Archer and Wes Durham on the plane because he didn't like a question that Dave Archer asked him, which is, why did you punt in overtime and you played for a tie on the road in Tampa? And Mora, of course, because he's got this, you know, Jim Mora is a little man syndrome. You can't question him. He was a little tyrant.
But his demise really was he goes on this Washington radio station and says, this would be my dream job.
My dream job would be the Huskies.
My dream job would be the Huskies. And Arthur's like, well, then you should take it.
Right. Right.
Remember
and
all that?
That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
same week that he says that, the Cowboys come in town, and Terrell Owens scores two or three touchdowns, and spits in the face of D'Angelo Hall. And Deion Sanders has to then bring him together after the game on a Sunday night. That was the beginning of the end for Jim Moore. Remember that?
Oh, my God. I had forgotten all about that.
And then on Sunday Night Football, they got to, like, make a detente between D'Angelo and Terrell Owens. Like, crazy stuff. And your NFL head coach literally got on a station and said, my dream job would be to coach in the Pac-12.
Right.
Right? I mean, what? The hell did, or they're all going bowling and Jim Mora jumps in the Lamborghini with D'Angelo
right.
and doesn't ride with the team.
That's right.
And everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen. Anyway, so, you know, I hope you find it.
So you're saying it's awfully boring these days.
Yeah, this has been the quietest it's been.
It's true.
And I think that's how Arthur
Smith likes
it. But
that's also not good.
That's,
I don't know. As fans, I don't know that we love
that. Well, who's going to be the next group of stars, right?
That's what we're focused on.
You know, we thought maybe Desmond Ridder, you know, we've got our young quarterback. It's so early to even think about that. Mariota's clearly ahead of him, although we saw Mariota struggle a little bit yesterday. But, you know, what do we know?
Here's what we know. We don't know anything, and neither do you, Falcon fans, because they haven't figured it out. They haven't figured it out yet, and they'll tell you that. They want these last couple of draft classes to rise to the occasion and see what they really have. They need those picks
players.
To be big hits.
Yeah.
They need them to
especially
be scores.
Last
big
draft
time.
Class. All right, let's hear from Coach Smith, by the way, who said what to expect on Friday night in Detroit?
Yeah, just, you know, see these guys come out here and execute against a different team, scheme, you know, things you try to simulate in practice that you can't simulate in the games. You know, the liveliness of the pocket, the quarterback, you know, tackling, all the stuff you want to see.
So that's what you're going to see.
Also asked about what he's looking for out of his kids.
I like the guys that can handle failure, and they go let them play through some stuff and see if they get it fixed. I mean, when you make these early narratives on guys, some of them are just asinine. You know, I've seen great players. They struggle early on, and then they're able to go through it. Like with the quarterbacks, you know, you're in competition going on and in practice, and hey, the first couple plays don't go your way. I want to see how they respond.
So he doesn't want to see guys hang their head. He doesn't want to see the Cam Newton drape the towel over your head and go sit in the corner. He wants to see you bounce back.
He loses his mind when a mistake is made in practice. I will tell you that.
He's something else, dude. It's great to watch him.
Yeah,
when somebody
so
screws up.
Offensive lineman jumps early, and oh boy.
Looks like Elijah Wilkerson will take the job so far at left guard, Hennessy at center. Obviously, Caleb McGarry looks like he'll still be at right tackle. So right now it's Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry blocking on both ends, and then Wilkerson and Lindstrom are the guards, and Matt Hennessy at center. I don't know what to expect of those five. I just know we had 18 sacks last year, and we got sacked like a billion times. So you got to fix that, Sandra. You got to fix that.
Marcus Mariota needs to be upright. That would be the first thing.
Yeah, and then some of these young guys. I want to see Troy Anderson running around, our second-round pick out of Montana, Sam Dynasty, Tyler Allgeier out of BYU. I mean, these are things I'm watching for on Friday night. So when we come back, we are live here at Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Something you want to tell us on the way to break?
I'm just reading more and more, and I'll just say this Roquan Smith stuff, which will maybe hit when we get back. There is a story development. Roquan Smith wants a trade out of Chicago this morning.
Somebody,
he gets on Twitter.
Somebody in the NFL, a player that may be playing for the Falcons, is throwing it out there that we want him here in Atlanta. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, that and a little bit more drama behind the request.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
You got that when we come back?
That's what I do, Steak. That's why I'm sitting here next to the legend.
You promise?
The legend. Hey, listen to the Odyssey app, too. That's what we're trying to tell everybody. Hawks games, Falcons game, United games, every game, music, sports. We got it all for you. Odyssey app.
The spoiled athlete has a new champion. We'll tell you who that is as well, and we'll do three strikes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get that out of
there. Steakhouse.
7 years. The Steakhouse.
Game.
Fastest 2 hours in radio continue right here on the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If this song doesn't make you, I don't know, bounce a little bit in your car.
So good.
As one of the three strikes questions is going to be my favorite musical. Can we ask men that? Your favorite musical. I don't know if all the listeners know that I'm kind of like your girlfriend when it comes to Broadway,
I know. You're a Broadway aficionado.
Yes,
for
I
sure.
am. So
I think more men are than they want to admit.
Well, they're going to have to admit it today.
We're obviously talking about eliminating John in Greece.
Yes.
So that's where that came
my
from.
My favorite musical, one of our questions. Jersey Boys, saw it on Broadway. Right in the height of, like, when it was getting big. It was a super snowy, like, crazy time in New York City. And my wife and I had tickets months in advance. And I was like, well, you know, the show must go on. Expression, they were, like, 6-foot-high snowbanks all over Times Square.
Are you serious?
And
oh, my God.
There wasn't an empty seat in the house. Like, dude, when you got those tickets, you spent big jack. That was one of the most fun shows I'd ever been to. So let me give you the three strikes questions. Let me fill the phone lines and have really good three strikes. I'm going
to
start giving.
Maybe explain to everybody in three strikes what they're supposed to do, because this is new to this station.
Right.
You know?
So I'm going to. It's very complicated. Thank you for
certainly
for confirming.
Because apparently people have not been understanding
have been struggling.
How to work.
So I can be in a great mood for an hour and 45 minutes, and then invariably there'll be a screw up.
I like to call it a derail. Derail the whole show.
Yeah, folks just don't understand what we do. I'm going to ask you three questions. And you're going to answer them in succession. It's like a rapid fire.
Yeah, we don't need a whole story.
They're fun, entertaining. And you don't. It's not your chance to comment on Kevin Durant. It's not your chance to like talk about the umpires the other night in the New York game at Citi Field. It's answering the questions, and it's having fun and being entertaining, and doing something that is going to add to the show. We want to add to the show, bring something to the table. My favorite musical. I love to hear
men. That's one.
talk about musicals. Mm-hmm. Two-day baseball road trip. You get 2 days. Sandra and I are paying. We'll send you to any city to watch baseball for 2 days, dine, enjoy, do whatever you want. I don't care if it's a mile. You want to go to Savannah and watch the Bananas or whatever?
The Savannah Bananas has right. to be a – we are the Savannah Bananas of radio sports.
Yes, sorry, here we
That's
go.
That's it.
So 2 days, Sandra mm-hmm. and Steak are paying. Where are you going? That's kind of because the Sox and Braves are going tonight mm-hmm. in Boston. Mm-hmm. And then finally, underrated linebacker. Underrated linebacker. So a guy maybe that didn't get as much juice as other guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not looking for Hall of Famers, but Roquan Smith, by the way, now letting us know, Sandra, he didn't feel respected in Chicago.
Right, so earlier in Rappaport, first to say, long tweet, Roquan wants out. And then after further review, after we do the deep dive, he said the Bears are refusing negotiate in good faith. A Bleacher Report saying that. Other reports are that he doesn't feel valued at all. He doesn't feel valued. So he starts to negotiate. He's not getting his way. But more importantly, which I find super interesting, within this long and winding tweet / Instagram post of Roquan, he brings up the fact that he's just a Georgia boy, you
yeah.
know, his heart and soul
grown
and all that.
Grew up in Macon,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yes, grew up in Macon. So Cordero, our boy, tweets out, Cordero Patterson here at Falcons.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Roquan Smith is the tweet.
Okay.
So a lot of Georgia folks, Falcon fans, are just like, let's make this happen.
Right. Just
bring,
you know,
hashtag bring Roquan
home. He might as well write Aaron Rodgers out, Cordero. I mean, like, what does that mean? We're the team that's going to go now under the, that's getting under the salary cap
now, you
finally.
And Oren are bringing up
Sorry.
Facts and
yes.
like what really has to happen. All I know is that you can make it happen. You can defer $40 million in a couple years
yeah.
and just bring him on.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of places Roquan could end up. Atlanta's not one of them, but it's adorable that your buddy Cordero is
Listen, a girl
pushing
can
that
dream.
Out there. So 404-741-0929. My underrated linebacker, baseball road trip we're paying for 2 days, and my favorite musical.
Our wonderful producer is asking, do you have your call screener up?
Yeah, I'm about to do that right now. Why is it? I mean,
I'm just saying,
he'll understand that these things are challenging for me. Like, and so far we're doing okay. Do you understand the fact that we're on remote our first 4 days on the air?
Yes.
Like, it's like a cruel trick. Someone's trying to test.
I think we've been doing good. I just want to bring
well,
up.
Well, we'll be doing well. My daughter always corrects me.
I hate that. Baby Sophie's so smart.
So
tonight, the Braves
me.
Are going back to work. They're in Boston for two. What you might have missed is that the Mets played last night, and you woke up, and you're like, how are we now seven back? Well, they won. They won again.
Yeah,
5-1.
What are they since the All-Star break?
That number since the All-Star break,
13 and
you
four.
Mentioned it, 13-4. So
yeah, they have been rolling.
Right.
Real quick before we get to it, 404-741-0929. Kevin Durant, no big deal. Like, I'll come back to Brooklyn, just fire the coach and fire the general manager. I mean, why does he just say, I'd like new ownership also? So if the owner
well,
could
he
sell the team.
Probably does.
Yeah, because he probably does now.
Yeah.
Because Joe Tsai, who owns the team, said that we're going to back our GM and our coach, and so now they're really screwed. So Kevin Durant, who scurried his way to the best team in the league to get his rings in Golden State with the Warriors, who then came to Brooklyn with this big coup to surround himself with, you know, Kyrie and whatnot, and now decides that, no, I'm done with them also after he's got four more years left. Now he said, maybe I'll come back if you fire the coach, Steve Nash. And who's the GM there that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah. It is Sean Marks is
Sean
who
Marks.
It is.
So,
also, Rusty Mansell lets us know early on, Georgia's in pads for the first time today over in Athens, and 19 NFL scouts will be there with big old eyeglasses on watching what's going
no
on
No doubt.
Over there.
Good place to be
yeah,
if you're an NFL
so
scout. All right,
yeah.
Do we do like a little sounder before this, or do we just do it? Wow. Exciting.
So what's your take?
I'm very upset.
It's time for you to sound off with three strikes.
Bring it the f*** on!
On the Steakhouse.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I don't know why we went full. I'm on full lines for this, or I get agitated. So it's my favorite musical, baseball road trip, underrated linebacker. Robert in Lawrenceville, you are on three strikes on the Steakhouse. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Good. My favorite musical.
That would be Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Oh my gosh, dude, that is, you're going deep. You're going deep. This guy's like a theater student or something. Baseball road trip, 2 days. Sandra's paying.
I would have to say Wrigley Field and Fenway.
Okay, we're only sending you to one city. Which one? It sounds like Wrigley, Chicago. This time of year, both those places.
Yeah.
Underrated linebacker. Is he gone?
This is the reason why I called. That would be Carl Banks from the Wrecking Crew with the Giants.
Yeah, LT got a lot of hype, but there's a lot of talent. Harry Carson on that team, too, I believe. Carl Banks, maybe Carl Banks a couple years after.
Yep.
So, next. See, he played well.
Did
I give him a
very
thumbs
good
up.
Job.
James in Fayetteville. James, my favorite musical. My favorite musical.
Hey, guys, good morning. I'm going to go classic. I'm going to go with the Nutcracker.
Wow, now he's going ballet. I mean, now we're really showing depth here.
Yeah, it's true.
We're going deep. 2-day road trip. You only pick one city, but we're paying for 2 days. Where are you going?
So I've been to both New York parks. I've been to Wrigley, so I would choose L.A. because I haven't been to the Angel Stadium nor to the Dodgers. So I'd have to go L.A. for two parks.
All right, let's say Chavez Ravine, and then you'll get to hang for a couple of days. That's not a great park, though, right?
You mean one of the worst I've ever been to?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
All
but
right.
Listen, if you haven't been, you should
been
go.
Been to L.A.
Just be careful. Bulletproof vest might be a good idea.
Underrated linebacker. Underrated linebacker.
Yeah, so you played 1 year with UGA after the UAB football program quit the first time. So Jake Gainis, I think it was about 6 years ago. He was the player of the year for George, I think 2015 or so,
wow.
14 or 15. So Jake
this
Gainis.
That's fascinating. He's going Nutcracker, and he's going that route.
I think he might win.
Yeah, if there was a champion, you could be in the running. Although I don't want to pick a ballet when I said musical. So technically didn't answer the question
that's
correctly.
That's true.
Ty and Alpharetta, my favorite musical. Ty, what's my favorite musical?
Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette musical. Went to Broadway for the first time back in October. Loved it.
I heard that show was spectacular and surprisingly.
I think that is on Broadway in Atlanta coming up, y'all, at the Fox.
Yeah,
we
I think
should
it is.
See.
I think it is.
That's a good call.
It's supposed to be a great, great show. Baseball road trip. Where are you going? Sandra's paying. Where are you going?
Chicago. Great dining. Go see Wrigley. Then go on the south side for the White Sox. I think that's the perfect
that's a good call.
Play.
First time the Red Sox and Cubs played in interleague play 15 years ago or so. Most phenomenal weekend me and
I
my
bet.
Buddies ever had. Phenomenal. Underrated linebacker. Underrated linebacker.
The Packers are my side piece, so I got to go with A.J. Hawk, Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I like it. Not always talked about quite as much, but a certainly cult-like figure there. Okay, I think we did well.
I think that was A+.
I think we did good. We are moving forward. That segment did very well.
I think so, too.
Everybody did what they were supposed to do.
I just want to know, do you have a Chris Sale Red Sox jersey by any chance?
Because
you might want to put it on eBay. This just in. Red Sox starter Chris Sale broke his right wrist in a bike accident, underwent surgery, he's done for the year. He has thrown 5.2 innings this season.
Yeah. He's getting paid like
$20 quillion. Yeah. So if you have that jersey, pick another.
By the way,
if it weren't for luck, bad luck, this guy has no luck.
Oren just stepped up. This might be the best song in Hamilton, by the way.
It might be the best song in Hamilton.
Wow.
Oren.
All of a sudden, there's a connection here. This is like a love affair happening. Yes.
Oren, great job. That was fun.
That was awesome. This is even more awesome. This is a great song. Anyway, I'm distracted. We'll come back. We'll talk to Andy and Randy, find out what's coming up live at Falcons.
I wonder what Andy's favorite musical was.
We're going to find
out. I can't wait. You better start Googling Andy over there. Come on. Oh, he's a musical guy.
It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.